My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. Download it. You can take us on the go. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:20, Danny Ruye joins us, Funny Danny, from the Grant and Danny Show for our colleague check-in. But right now, we head to the BetQL guest hotline. We'll check in with John Keim. He covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Hey, John.
What up, fellas? How are you?
So, you know, we have a branded Misery Monday thing that's branded. We have to, but it doesn't yeah. feel like a Misery Monday. How did it feel like to you, and how did the locker room feel?
Well, yes, and it's funny that you say that, because I used to do on my podcast like a Therapy Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. Like a live stream show. I'm like, I don't call it that anymore because I think there's – because of Jaden Daniels. I think mm-hmm. that's where a lot of it comes back to, right? That you don't – like, yeah, it was a loss, and it's – for a fan, it's a – you know, you want to win that game. But if you see number five playing the way he is, you know you have a chance pretty much in every game now. I wouldn't say that was the feeling in the locker room, and, you know, just because I don't think you can take that approach. I kind of go back to that Philadelphia loss last year. Where remember they had that really good game in Philly, they end up losing. It's like, oh wow, you know, yeah, it's a loss, but it's a good loss. You know, or say it was a, I wouldn't say moral victory, but it was like, wow, you were right there, you competed, blah, blah. And then they lay an egg against Chicago 4 days later. So, you know, you have to be careful in the locker room how you process that. But I think, you know, I think that what they realize and what you hear from the locker room too is, you got to clean up mistakes. Like, and Dan Quinn would say, like, it felt lopsided, but we were there, right? So I think that's the approach. But from my perspective, you know, you kind of, I almost say, it went almost how you could envision it, right? Like, there were issues on defense, but Jaden Daniels made plays and made some really good plays that make you realize they're going to be in it for the long haul this year.
John, can you describe how different the vibe is when Josh Harris and Adam Peters walk off the field with the team and basically escort them into the locker room? Like, I don't ever recall seeing that sort of vibe with Dan Snyder, like being all...
there was never a vibe with Dan Snyder.
Right? Like, it's still so like markedly different.
Oh, everything is different. Yeah. I mean, you talk to the security guards at the front entrance, and it's at the practice facility, and it's dramatically different. You know, I think there's certainly a feeling like these guys are invested in them in more ways, right? Mm-hmm. And so, You know, it's, I can't, I don't think I could adequately describe the difference other than to say it's very much night and day. I mean, you know, it, I don't know. I don't think I can even, I think we all know the difference, right?
Right.
You know,
certainly.
One treats people like humans and so.
One treats people like humans.
So I don't know what to, you kind of touched on it. I know I'm against the grain here. For, like everyone likes to say they're not moral victories. I don't think this was a moral victory because it kind of played out. I actually believe in them though. I think they're a real thing, but I don't think this was really appropriate here because it kind of played out exactly how we thought, you know? I mean, it's going to take a Herculean effort to beat a team like the Ravens who are legit Super Bowl contenders. I think the Commanders are a team on the come. They're a team on the rise. Yeah. I think we're playoff contenders. Anything beyond that, I think is kind of crazy. It would take a lot of luck and good fortune.
Right.
But I was, you know... And it did solidify where I thought we were defensively. I was a little confused the last couple weeks because of the performance, but I think that was opponent dependent. We're exposed. Everyone likes to make fun of St. Juiced. I think St. Juiced fights. He competes. He can't cover Zay Flowers. I mean, Zay Flowers is like a mini Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, and even on the one, there was one to Zay Flowers. It's like a 25-yard gain. Lamar Jackson had almost, I just timed it a few minutes ago, it was almost 4 seconds to throw the ball. It's like 3.6 seconds. Right. It's a long time to cover somebody in a crosser. That's not to give excuses. Mm-hmm. It's just that's reality.
Right.
And so there was, to me, there was a bad combination there. First of all, Baltimore took complete advantage with a lot of play action throws and just some good designs to play off the intent to try and stop Derrick Henry. And it was really, really good. But yes, I mean, I agree with you. It just kind of highlighted where exactly they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really good young quarterback. They have a defense that remains, that needs pieces. And you look at one team and say, that's a Super Bowl contender. You look at the other team and you say, that's a contender to win the NFC East.
Right.
And you're beyond that, I think you'd need more. But I would say, I even told someone after the game, like, you know, you just need to get in the playoffs, right? And there's a long way to go. You're 4-2.
Right.
There's, to even talk about the playoffs, the way Daniels is playing, like, they're not going to be – if this team gets there, they're not going to be a team that a lot of people want to face because of what he can do.
Right.
And but I think just from an overall roster building and all that, they have work to be done. That is clear. And I think it just highlighted that to me. And, the thing that I have kind of harped on a few times is there's a consistent message from Dan Quinn after these games, whether it's a Tampa loss, the Giants win, whatever. It's really about like, okay, you did this. Now you got to get back to work on Wednesday, you know, and it's more matter of fact. And it's like, I think the consistent message helps you kind of build off these games in whatever way you need to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but yeah, I think it just highlighted the, you know, where exactly they're at.
John, you encapsulated Baltimore's offensive dominance in a tweet from about 40 minutes ago at John_Kime that Washington allowed a season-high 13 plays that gained 15 or more yards versus the Ravens. On those plays, Baltimore gained 311 yards. I mean, just big chunk plays that they were giving up. And look, I know Carolina is 1-5. You know, they're going nowhere fast, but they have some offensive playmakers that can can make plays like Deontay Johnson and Chuba Hubbard. Like, that still has to be an issue for Joe Witt and Dan Quinn going forward.
For sure. And I think that's going to be a hard one because now a difference yesterday was, again, the intent to stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson running the ball. And I think you can, in other games, you can play more two deep coverage consistently to try and take more of those big plays away, right? So I think there's a way, because this is like by far a season high. So I think you can do things down the road against other teams that aren't as dangerous and dual threat like the Ravens offense is.
Mm-hmm.
So that will help, you know, but it remains something you have to be concerned about against a team that can throw the ball. Because they have shown that, you know, I mean, Arizona, they did a good job against Arizona. And, against Cleveland, but I mean, the Browns aren't really threatening anybody on offense right now.
No.
So, but that, I do think that's something you have to watch down the road. In any game where there's, you know, you have a good passing attack, but I do think Baltimore's offense, because again, when you like, I was just, that's what I've been doing this morning, is watching the big plays. Why did they happen? Mm-hmm. And so much of it starts with the focus on Derrick Henry and the run game.
Why did, I don't know if you've gone through it yet, but I got a couple questions for you. But why did we get, because I haven't rewatched it, why did we struggle early to get going? Was it just we couldn't get established the run, and then it just kind of, we were getting kind of a little behind the chains more than we have in the past?
Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to watch all that stuff yet. Certainly not on offense yet. But I'll be honest, I'm trying to remember the first part of that game. There were, you know, I was surprised early on that they weren't able to throw the ball mm-hmm. like they started to later. That's mm-hmm. and that's the thing I'm looking at, because I didn't think they'd be able to run the ball. Like, that's a really, really good, that may be the best run defense they'll face. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't, and you're missing Brian Robinson. So I wasn't surprised that they actually thought they had a couple of runs. They got 6 or 7 yards, like, oh, that's a good run, because against that defense, they've given up 3 carries of 10 plus yards this year. So, like, that was not, surprising to me. It was, the surprising part was the pass game. And that's what I want to see when I go back and watch. What took a little bit to get going? And I think the one thing that kept them in the game is that the defense did at least kind of, they caused a turnover, mm-hmm. Held them to a field goal one time. So that gave the offense a chance to at least get some momentum going early on.
Can you highlight one of the things that I was most thrilled with was just Jaden is continuing to throw these tight window balls, the precision with his accuracy. A lot of times I don't know what to make of it. I'm like, are they just dump offs? And they're like, no, man, these are friggin' tight window, throwing guys open, very small opportunities that he's kind of doing repeatedly.
Yes. Well, but to me, the touchdown pass to McLaurin, the second one.
Yeah.
And both of them really good, but the second one highlights. Yeah, well, so here, this is where it highlights the growth of their development together. And this is one thing that McLaurin has talked about repeatedly over the years, about getting to a point with a quarterback where you're on the quote-unquote same page. Like, he would talk about, like, other passer quarterback or receiver quarterback combinations almost like with, resignation sometimes, because he didn't have that. And it took him, that touchdown, this is where I highlight. So on that play, he asked McLaurin, what route do you want here? And you get a little bit of choice. He wants a slant. And then he's like, but watch how the defensive back is playing me or whatever. And the D-back has inside leverage, so he's taking away the slant. But they have to both read that. The quarterback's got to read the leverage and the body language of the receiver. So McLaurin stems, fakes to the inside, plants hard to the inside, and that's where the pump comes. And then he hits him on the out. Then he converts to the fade, but he throws the back shoulder, which was the right throw. And he throws it in the spot where only McLaurin can get it. So there were, like, multiple really good things on that play that, again, show the development, show the accuracy, and just show he's got a lot of poise in the pocket, but that's just preparation, right? Like, that's what they always talk about with him. But the growth is there. It's not just a good throw. It's why, mm-hmm. what led to the throw that, to me, is like, and this is what I'd always say about him in practice, is like, you see him on the field doing this stuff, you can see it. But the stuff that mattered most, in my opinion, was everything you heard outside of beyond the field, and the work you put in, and that's the kind of stuff that it leads to. So that's where, that's why I think they're so, like, when you talk to McLaurin after the game, like, his eyes get big mm-hmm. talking about this, because he's really excited about the connection that they've developed and that he's developing with others too. But that play was really, symbolized that.
Jake, yeah, you mentioned B-Rob. I assume he's going to be back for the Carolina game. We'll wait and see. But can you talk about the other injuries during the game, especially Armstrong and Allen?
Yeah, Armstrong left with the rib injury, and Allen obviously had the pec. He'll get an MRI today. Yeah, I saw him briefly in the locker room afterwards. He's, you know, had a big wrap around his chest and his arm. You don't know what they're going to show. I think I don't know that it, this is some long-term thing.
Right,
so I
right.
just think, you know, so I don't know that. And I don't, you know, I don't think you should, any people should go there at this point. So I think we'll just know more today. And because you never know what the MRI is going to show. But, mm-hmm. and then it was also Gervonta Jean-Baptiste left. He had a walking boot on his right foot as he left the locker room. So that's three D linemen that you don't know where, you know, even if they only miss a game or two, like that's taking away a lot of depth at an area where you kind of need it. And that goes back to what you were saying earlier about Carolina's passing game. Because obviously you want to affect the passer and you're losing guys like that. Like it makes it a little bit harder.
Right.
If that's the case, but we'll learn more about those today when we talk to Dan Quinn.
Okay.
All right, John. Good stuff.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
It's John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Coming up in about an hour, we'll talk to our guy, Danny Ruye, from the Grant and Danny Show during our colleague check-in. But when we come back, more of your calls at 800-636-1067. What are your biggest takeaways from this game? Does it feel like a misery Monday or more a moral victory Monday? 800-636-1067. Welcome back.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know. All your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. It doesn't feel like a true Misery Monday. And you can chime in at 800-636-1067. They didn't get shellacked. They've had we've done so many Mondays where they've just been absolutely obliterated and you don't have any hope.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In this case, you played a Super Bowl contender on the road and you were competitive and Jaden Daniels looked great. Now, maybe we should focus on the defense because you saw what you had been seeing earlier in the season against Arizona. Against Cleveland, you started to have some hope.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're kind of back to feeling like you did the first 3 weeks of the season where, man, this defense stinks. I mean, they barely force punts.
It's an opponent dependent.
Yes.
Totally.
So it's not like offensively, I think by and large, you know, they did score a low for them, but 23 or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was right up there against the Ravens. Ravens had excellent run defense. But by and large, you feel like they're going to score points week to week. Defensively, we're going to be as good as the opponent. So if the opponent's excellent and they have a variety of different weapons and the quarterback's great, we're going to struggle.
Can they find answers?
That's where we are.
Can they find answers?
Especially if you get guys banged up for a week or two.
Right.
And you're putting in backups for guys you're bringing up off the practice squad.
Like that crushes you.
But last year's team would have gotten beaten yesterday 37-13.
Right. It would have been a laugh.
So you got to feel better about, obviously, offensively, they're totally different. Defensively, they've got holes. But like you said, there's going to be teams that are going to move the ball against them. But offensively, they're just going to be able to keep
offensively,
up.
Offensively, they're going to hang every week.
It seems that way.
They're going to hang.
Now, look, if Pittsburgh puts up a ton of points, if Carolina puts up a ton of points,
Justin Fields is a handful. He's
he's going to run.
Smoked us before.
He's starting then.
I think he probably will. I don't know.
Probably, but I was reading a take from a Pittsburgh reporter that Justin Fields was highly inaccurate yesterday, had an interception that I think was wiped away by a roughing call. Like, they were not happy with his passing.
Right. I don't know. I saw him rush and score. I watched a bit of it.
It's hard to bench him when they're 4-2, but we'll see. That's way down the road.
We'll see. Well,
luckily for them, the next opponent has a minus 100 point differential.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a game that you just absolutely have to win.
You don't
if
really,
you're the Commanders.
You know, after you lose to a team like the Ravens, you don't really raise that many red flags. If you lose to Carolina next week, then you have a right to riot.
Things are going off the rails if that happens.
You know, punch a hole in your wall or something, I think that's fine. But after yesterday's loss, just is what it is.
The Carolina Panthers are basically everybody's get-right spot.
Cakes, you're hyping it up too much.
I mean,
I'm afraid you're going to put the backwards jinx on it. He's doing it too much.
He's going too hard on this is a layup.
They've allowed 203 points. I mean, no other team in the league is even close.
I think we should beat them 97 times out of 100, but there are about three times where we're going to lose.
I mean,
and
it happens.
You're going to make it happen.
But Washington plays an awful game or something happens to Jaden, they should be able to win this game fairly easily.
But they are different. They're better with Dalton.
They're
not great.
He's going to move the ball.
Yeah.
But he's going to give you the ball,
like
too.
Much like the Commanders, Dalton can't play defense.
That's true.
I mean, they're just – I see it just a 35 ball at least from the Commanders against that team. God.
I hope so.
I mean, am I going to – I'm going too hard.
You're just putting the jinx on.
Yeah, you are. You're putting the big-time jinx on.
You're right next to that one-way bet line.
I think we're going to win.
In the last three games –
you're getting crazy.
In the last three games, the Panthers have given up 34, 36, and 38.
Yeah.
So the defense should get healthy, too, against them.
Common sense says
we should win.
Especially coming off the loss, so they'll be more focused. Common sense says they should win. They should score 30 or more. Yes.
Right.
But it's the NFL.
I know. The NFL's weird. It's wacky. It's very unpredictable.
I mean, if I would have given you Dallas plus 39?
Sure.
Sorry, 37 yesterday?
I would have bet everything I owned on it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Look what happened.
I'd be destitute and poor.
All right. Let's pay out these calls. How do you feel about it?
You don't think they can find a solution to the defensive issues, though?
How?
Not really.
How are they going to find a solution?
If a team has weapons like
all of a sudden, the players are just going to be better. Their skill sets are going to be hugely improved.
Well, look, they'll go against offensive lines that aren't as good as the Ravens. They're going to go against running backs who aren't as good as Derrick Henry and quarterbacks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Sure. But when they have weapons like the Ravens have, you're doomed.
Yeah. Carolina has Hubbard.
It's going to take a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hubbard could
be good.
I think Chuba Hubbard's good. He's not Derrick Henry.
No.
He's not Chuba Henry.
No, but he could put up 80 to 100.
He's a capable running back in the league.
And Deontay, if you target him 10 times, 10 to 12 times, he can hurt you.
I got to rewatch the first quarter because it just was such a slow start. It was a slog. I think part of that was because we couldn't get anything going running, and it just felt like we had some third and longs and just didn't convert like we had in previous weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Eugene and Laurel. 800-636-1067. Eugene, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
What's up,
great.
Eugene?
Hi,
Eugene.
What's up?
First, I want to say I appreciate y'all for the weekend parlay because we hit that.
Nice.
Oh, you played.
How much
it?
Did
nice.
You win?
167.
Nice.
So, what was your bet?
I put $10 on
10
it, because they voted out the Brian Robinson.
Why?
Okay. I mean,
because he had Brian Robinson.
Oh, he had Brian Robinson in it. Okay.
So they voted about.
Boys, I got you.
Yeah, but I see it as a moral that I wouldn't use the word misery because I've seen a lot in that game that was good and little things like I mean when the kids tried to run before he even caught the ball and that was big and the fumble if we would have seen that fumble. He ran right past it. He'd never seen it. So little things like that would have changed the tide. But I don't see it as a misery because we really played them. And like you said, they're a Super Bowl contender team, and we played them. And I talked to Ravens fans, and three of them caught me. They were scared. Huh. So I like us. We just gotta plug some holes in the secondary, like St. Juice. I knew he couldn't stick with Flowers. It ain't too many people that can stick with Flowers by themselves. So
right.
We played a good game. So I see it as more of a moral victory than a misery.
Yeah, if you had to choose the two, I would agree with you. But it didn't seem like a moral victory. It kind of played out exactly how you thought.
Hey, the defense did have their first interception of the year.
Yeah.
Sanders still?
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was a tip ball. It was fine.
Throwing a little wide.
But nothing great.
Yeah.
Like to see more.
I know, but it was just fluky that they hadn't had an interception.
Correct. Like to see more.
It was just a matter of time on that.
Let's go to Sarah in Ashburn. Sarah, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hi. I wouldn't put it on a misery index. My misery index was Saturday night when Ohio State was beat by Oregon. I was disappointed in that. But, no, I think they showed, Robinson was a miss yesterday. Mm. And I think that's part of the problem because they play off each other. And the other thing is, look at it this way. We don't have to play the Lions. So that's
Lions are starting to roll. Now, they lost Aiden Hutchinson, which is a big loss for them.
Yep.
He's one of the best pass rushers in the game. But their offense, right now, I looked at the updated rankings.
Yeah.
I think a couple weeks ago we were goofing on Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
He's got the number one offense in the league.
Yeah, I mean, that running game especially.
He's still
is just
got no riz.
No, he has zero riz, but you know what he can do? That nerd goes back in his office and draws up an amazing offense.
Well, look at all the players they've got.
They're surrounded by great skill talent.
They got great players.
I'm not sold on him being some sort of genius. All right, let's go to...
He may not be a leader of men, but he draws up good offense with good pieces.
Hey, your boy Bieniemy is still struggling at UCLA.
He's the biggest fraud maybe in coaching history. Tim, what's up?
Hey, I'm just not really celebrating Victory Monday, but I feel good about us. I think there was a key point in the third quarter where we had a third and six, and we throw the ball to Brown, and we get pulled to the ground, and there's no flag, and we have to punt. And then Baltimore on the next series has third and five, and we get called for pass interference when Bateman falls down, and they go on and score a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a big turnaround right there.
Yeah, but, I mean, a couple calls went against us, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, would have taken a miracle. That would have helped, but would have taken a miracle.
In the end, the defense couldn't slow down the Ravens.
Right.
They had drives, 9 plays, 93 yards touchdown, 10 plays, 78 yards touchdown, 8 plays, 94 yards touchdown. Time possession, total yards, the rushing game, everything was in Baltimore's favor, which is why I think Dan Quinn said it felt more lopsided than it was. Baltimore, it was competitive, but lopsided.
Baltimore did what Washington is used to doing to people this season, holding onto the ball, controlling time of possession. They just had the tables turned on them in this game.
And like, they did.
That does it better than them.
I mean, they did contain Jaden Daniels in the running game.
They rolled up almost 500 yards.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to win games like
that.
No. I never thought we were going to win the entire game.
I picked them to win, but that was, I mean, I wasn't super, wasn't super confident in it, but I picked it.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Let's go to Antoine in D.C. Antoine, what's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, fellas. First time caller, long time listener.
Antoine.
Definitely
you,
not a misery Monday. Been through a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Only thing I would say with the team, got to get Terry more targets. No way Noah Brown should end the game with more targets than Terry McLaurin. Thanks, guys.
What do you call him, McLaurin?
McLaurin. Sounded like McLaurin. Come on,
I love Terry McLaurin. He should be targeted more. But no, you know what? Noah Brown is showing me some things.
I like him.
That guy's pretty talented.
Dude, I'm telling you, I like all our guys. Oz made the play. I like our guys.
They're spreading.
They're spread complimentary, but I like them. They're good enough. Put it that way. I think they're good enough. We're good enough, obviously, offensively to score points, but we're not good enough
to stop people.
To stop people, that's for sure.
Well, stop
and we're
good
not
teams.
Good enough, I guess, against an elite run defense to power through it.
What if there's a top corner available trade deadline?
I don't know if it's worth it. I think we're more than just a top corner away. I don't know if it's worth it. Depends on what the price is, I guess.
I think Adam Peters is more into finding a top corner in the draft, a young guy, developing him and not overpaying some older corner.
I just don't know if it's worth it. You know, if you thought you were one player away, but I think we're a lot more than one player away. All right, let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
I don't think that it's a terrible loss, but the defense is terrible. I mean, outside of the interception, and I do agree with the gentleman that called before, when you look at those two calls, that pass interference call was horrible. Okay. And it did start something that we could have stopped them and probably got the ball back. But more importantly, I don't think that Brian Robinson was a big – I mean, he's a big loss. But if you're a group team, Austin Eckler used to be a starter in his league with San Diego. They just didn't run the ball.
Right. I don't think it would have made a huge difference. He's a good player.
Nobody's running the ball on the Ravens.
Right.
Nobody
is. It's not going to happen.
So it wasn't going to happen with Eckler, McNichols.
But what I'm saying is, even if he was healthy, I'm not sure if Cliff would have been disciplined enough to run the ball more.
If Brian Robinson were healthy, he would have had like 9 carries for 34 yards.
Maybe.
Like that, I mean, like that's the sort of day he was facing yesterday.
I think they knew that going in.
What we do need, I mean, for a game like that, you know, you're probably going to beat about 50 to 60% of the teams in the NFL. But then, like you said, when you get to the 49ers, the Detroit Lions, and those upper echelon teams, then they're going to do it. But we need a secondary receiver. Thank God for Ertz yesterday. But we do need someone to help Terry out on that back end. And so we need corners and we need receivers. But here's what the
concept is. And pass rushers.
I think I could use another pass rusher.
Yeah, another pass rusher. But the fan base need to calm down, because if you had known or thought that we would be 4-2 at this point in the season, I think you'd have been elated.
You would take it. Sure. Of course.
Yeah, losing to the Ravens is no bad beat. It's not a bad thing.
No, everyone looked at the schedule in September and said, all right, that's a loss.
Yes.
It's a loss.
They're exactly right. What I thought they'd be.
But we also looked at it. The Carolina game, and we said, that's a win.
Definitely.
But it's more challenging now. I do think it's a little bit more challenging since they've changed.
I'm not saying it's going to be – I'm not saying they're going to win 35-10.
It is challenging, but it should be like 35-20.
They should win the game.
35-21. Should be a win and a healthy cover.
It's about what Carolina lost yesterday, right? I don't have the – what's the final – I don't have that final memorized, but it was something like 41-20, something like that.
Something like that.
Look, at the end of the day, they're the Panthers. So I have little regard for them.
Right. They lost 38-20.
You know,
I don't think we've arrived to the point yet where we can automatically chalk it up.
We're hitting the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. You need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. You can use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. Remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Remember, we've got Funny Danny, Danny Rouillet from the Grant Danny Show for our colleague check-in coming up at 8:20. And you can call us at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
Welcome back.
Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. A lot of people saying shouldn't be Misery Monday. Look, it's a branded deal. It's not really that miserable, but they lost, so it's a Misery Monday. When they win, it's a Victory Monday.
I can tell you this. I'm a huge fan. I mean, you know that, right? Like, it literally dictates my day and my week. But not miserable.
It's not going to ruin your day.
No. It kind of played out how I anticipated, unfortunately, but it's all good.
Now, if they would have lost 30-10, you'd be more miserable.
Yeah, like I said, and you guys didn't like it, but like if Jaden went out there and like really laid an egg and showed some red flags, but I mean, I just keep seeing great things from this kid. So
no doubt about it.
I'm thrilled.
But defensively, it was a return to the first 3 weeks of the season, and during the break, we were kicking around, well, what could they do to get better? You can't change your personnel unless you do a trade. And I threw this out there, and you can react. They basically have benched Emmanuel Forbes.
Right.
Okay, he was hurt. He came back. He was on the field for four snaps a week ago. Didn't play yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary stinks. Now, he hasn't been good, but I feel like maybe they need to get him back on the field to see what he's got, because the other guys aren't doing any better.
I just think he's a miscast piece for this all for this defense.
I think they know what they got.
Like, you think Dan Quinn and Adam Peters would ever draft a 170-pound corner with little tiny chicken legs that's not physical? No, they would never have drafted
him. But maybe he can keep up with a receiver like Zay Flowers better than Benjamin St. Juste, who's a bigger corner.
I happen to agree with that.
If they thought that, he would have been playing this past
week. See, that's the thing. They see him in practice.
They know.
They see it on film. They know what he can and can't do.
But I think they looked at it. I mean, this is a complete guess. But I think they looked at it and they said, we need physical guys. Because our number one thing is we got to stop Derrick Henry. And we need physical corners. And I actually think Manny Forbes is a willing tackler. But, you know, he's 100 pounds. And Derrick Henry would just stomp all over him.
Yeah, I mean, he'd get broken in half.
So they were like, we can't play him. And he hasn't played great in coverage either. So I was a little bit surprised because he's a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. And now with Jamin, they're kind of doing the same thing. You know, they're just like week to week. I've seen Joe Witt at the presser. He goes, we're going to play, and it's cliche, but I believe him. Mm-hmm. We're playing who we think this week gives us the best chance. Now, next week's a totally different scenario. We'll see.
Look, both of those guys are on borrowed time. Yeah. They're not going to be on this roster next year.
Unless they have to really flash. They have to really flash.
But maybe they can make an impact. Look, I don't have this great belief in either Jamin Davis or Emmanuel Forbes.
Right.
But Emmanuel Forbes' reputation was ball hawk, intercepts passes, including pick sixes. This team right now has one interception in six games. Mm-hmm. Maybe Emmanuel Forbes can make some plays, and maybe he's a little bit quicker to keep up with some of these quicker receivers that have been tormenting
them. I think
them.
He'll be active but next week. Not that that means a lot, but I think he'll be active.
I think he's too much of a liability.
But I think Sanders still is taking that role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they want to, though, because they think he's better inside.
He's kind of taking that role, though.
Right, because they've not been overwhelmed with Forbes. I think here's my prediction.
Now, next week with Deontay Johnson, I don't know, maybe they play Forbes a little bit more.
My prediction is that Forbes will be active next week. I don't know how much he'll play, but he'll be active and, you know.
I mean, didn't he have four snaps in the game preceding this one?
Yes.
Yes, just four.
Four snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, the writing is on the wall for him.
Yeah, but you can change things. I've seen it. You can change things week to week. If you
can he change his body type? Can he change the fact that he's not a physical player?
No, he can't change that. But he could play a little stickier coverage if he gets an opportunity. Maybe he makes a play, Cakes. Maybe he makes a play and earns a little more playing time. It does happen.
I think Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are just done with him. And maybe he's just a leftover from a previous regime that made a bad pick.
All right, Cakes, you've been a football coach.
I think you're largely right, but you rule out the opportunity for a guy to make a play.
To say that I've been a football coach is an affront to real football
coaches. Okay, but you've been a football coach. Sure. What does Coach Cakes do as the defensive coordinator moving forward? You can't just keep doing the same thing.
I'm flummoxed. I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I've just got a bunch of bad pieces that are left over from Ron that I'm trying to work with.
Do you go blitz crazy and just start daring?
Well, he did that a few times.
But it depends on who you're facing. Yeah. You can go blitz crazy on Andy Dalton.
Right, because he can't move. He's a statue.
Yeah, but you're not necessarily.
But he's also seen everything.
Yeah, but he gave you two picks yesterday. Yeah. He's going to give you the ball. So maybe they attack him a little bit more than they would Lamar.
Deontay Johnson and Xavier Leggett, their rookie, are actually they're actually capable players.
Yeah, they've got some guys who can hurt you.
Now, I don't think they're capable to the point where they're going to beat the Commanders, but I mean, they'll gain some yardage on offense. They'll score some touchdowns.
It is the biggest number on the board for the week.
What is it?
7.5.
Okay. I might want to place a wager.
I mean, it's the biggest as of now.
Okay.
Does Cakes lose money to you every week, Jason?
No, for a while. We've put the brakes on.
No, he only makes one bet every couple weeks.
I'm very responsible with my betting.
I will say I have been surprised that they haven't given Jamin more of an opportunity. But it is what it is. They
play two linebackers. Luvu's a stud.
Yeah.
And Bobby Wagner's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And then the whole convert Jamin Davis into a defensive end.
That ship has sailed.
He's probably too small.
Yeah, I think they just rush. I think they use my whole idea of using Jamin like Micah. I think they're doing that with Frankie.
Right.
And he's a more established
player.
Maybe
with the Dorrance Armstrong injury, he's out for a while.
I don't think they're really doing it. It's not like Frankie Luvu lines up as a defensive end.
He kind of moves around. He blitzes. He blitzes,
but from linebacker. He's more traditional linebacker.
For sure. For sure. All right, let's bang out some of these calls here. Let's go to Adam in Fairfax. Adam, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Darky, how we doing?
What's up?
Good.
Yeah. What's you guys, honestly?
Your phone is terrible. I just hope no Commanders fans actually plunked down their hard-earned money and bought Jamin Davis or Manny Forbes jerseys like last year. Let's hope that didn't happen.
Go to Brandon in Atlanta. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Do y'all hear me good?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, my first time calling, long time listener.
Thank you.
Wanted to say this, man. I'm going to start out with huge indictments. Huge indictment on former regime mortality evaluation. Huge indictment on Emmanuel Forbes that you can't even touch the field right now. I understand it may be some psyche things, maybe some physical things, but I don't know. Hey, so this is what I told people yesterday. These guys trust who they know. So they brought in a Sammer Steele, and they converted him immediately to an outside corner. They feel a little more comfortable with Noah Igbinoghe in the inside because he's played pretty well
last couple weeks, actually.
Yeah. He was formerly with them in Dallas. So these are the guys they know. When it comes to St. Juice, yesterday I thought going into the game that St. Juice would literally shadow Bateman, and I would say Sammer Steele shadow Zay Flowers. It went totally opposite.
I was surprised by that, too.
Yeah, and the last thing I'm going to say is I believe, they got to start matching the physicality of the front seven. Our defensive backs are not touchy enough. They play off too much, and they just let guys get in open voids. If you come in with a game plan knowing that this is a majority man game, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I got to do what I got to do to stop these guys on their routes or whatever it is. Because we were cut, there were times when Lamar had plenty of time, but there were times where he had to leave his spot. And that's all we could ask from the front seven. Make him leave his spot and stuff. But the defensive backs, you got to get a little more physical, man. Hail to the Commanders. This isn't a misery Monday. This is a feel-good Monday. We got battle tested yesterday, and we're moving on, man. The NFC, sorry for you. I'm telling you, we got five, and five is coming to play, and I land right there. Thank y'all, man.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.
Got five. He's special.
He is special. You just got to protect him at all costs.
Oh, yeah.
He took one or two hits that, you know, you cringed with yesterday. But by and large, you know, that's going to happen. You play quarterback in the NFL. Going to get hit. It's what it is.
He's not getting hit nearly as many times as Deshaun Watson. I mean, that dude's getting hit left and right.
No, but if Jaden Daniels went down with an injury, the season's lost.
Then it's misery 24.
The season's lost.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. No doubt.
I don't care about Marcus Mariota or Jeff Driscoll.
Then it's avert your eyes for the rest of the season.
We got to remember, this season started as a referendum on Jaden. Do we have the guy? And I think we could say early on that we do.
That's why I don't even think we need to.
Still want, you know what? I got to ask Drabby.
Is he on board yet?
But yeah. Real quick, I just want to say.
I'm sure he's not.
That's why I don't think we need to be doing the Graydon Jaden segment anymore, because to me, that segment is about determining whether you have the guy, right? Did it with Sam Howell. Like, could he be the guy? So we're judging every week.
I personally determined after the preseason throw to Diami. I said, right. Boom, seen enough.
But go ahead. Ask Drab your question.
Well, he's
ask
not him every week.
Oh, you ran
around. We can ask him when we come back. Or, you know, I don't know if we have a guest.
We're going to get into the Junkies Blitz next. But you can ask him.
We will ask him.
We'll go around the NFL next. We'll tell you what we learned from week 6 in the NFL with the Junkies Blitz next. On a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Myos, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.